sky, traced out by the city lights. My world from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight. Touchdown in the cold black top, hold on for the sudden stop. Breathing the familiar shock of confusion and chaos. All those people going somewhere. Why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. 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 Step out on a busy street, see a girl and our eyes meet. Does her best to smile at me, to hide what's underneath. There's a man just too right, black suit and a bright red tie. Too ashamed to tell his wife he's out of work, he's buying time. All those people going somewhere. Why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm chanting. Look down from a broken sky, traced out by the city of lights. My world from a mile high, best seats in the house tonight. Touchdown on the cold black top. Hold on for a sudden stop. Breathe in the familiar shock of confusion and chaos. All those people going somewhere. Why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so that I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so that I can see. The song is from the perspective of God. Come out from your own world and see what's there. There are people who are moving around and they need your eyes. And as if somebody is saying, give me your eyes just for one second. Give me your eyes so that I can see everything that I kept missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so that I can see. So wherever we are, whatever we are, all those people going on somewhere, why have I never cared? So people are suffering in the world. People are distressed in the world. People are unhappy in the world, and your task is to give, and your task is to become the bestower. Your task is to become the giver. So in the eve of the new year, 1985, Baba has declared, this year you have to become the master bestower, Vidhata. You have to become the giver. You have to become the donor. Enough the path of becoming taker. Baba said, this is the wrong path. Now what you have to become? Giver. Giver means donor, or donor means bestower, or Baba has used a better word, Vidhata. So become the master, bestower of fortune, just as the father is Bhagya Vidhata, bestower of fortune. You also have to become the master, bestower of fortune, that is Bhagya Vidhata. So rather than becoming taker, Levta, become a giver, become a donor, become a bestower. So today is Avyakta Murli. Talks about resolution for new year. 84 has already ended and 85 has started. And last Sunday, Baba talked about love, relationship and service. How your love should be, points of checking. How your relationships should be, points of checking. And how your service should be, points of checking. Today, Baba is talking about becoming a bestower. Bestower means giver. Bestower means a donor. So, a donor should have certain qualifications. So, we will divide this Murli in four parts. First of all, what we have to give. 8 things to give. Second part, what are the qualification or what is the definition of a Vidhata? 8 definitions of Vidhata. And third, why we have to give. 8 reasons for giving. The last part, 8 vitamins. 8 vitamins of service. So this Murli is divided in 4 parts. And 3 groups have come. Baba's compared those 3 groups with 3 rivers. And usually the confluence of 3 rivers happens at Allahabad. So Baba said that is Allahabad and this is the place where Allah himself has given the fruit, has made the place fruitful, Abad. So 3 rivers are coming at meeting at Madhuvan. So 3 groups, Maharashtra, UP and double foreigners are coming and meeting at Madhuvan. So this is also in fact the greatest of pilgrimage places. So the first part is you have to become Vidhata of what? Vidhata. Baba is using the word Vidhata for giving. Because the world is suffering. Because the worldly people are distressed. And that's why this song says, give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so that I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the broken hearted, the ones that are far beyond marriage. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so that I can see. So they are asking, the world is asking, and they look at you with hopeful eyes, and that's why you have to give. So what are the things we have to give? What are they? So we are the donors, we are the data, we are the vidhata. So we have to give something to the world. In the world, this donation has got a lot of importance. Donation means, in Hinduism, it is known as Daan. And Daan has been highly praised in Upanishads, in Rig Veda, and many of the scriptures like Mahabharata, even Ramayana. In Christianity, it is known as almsgiving. And Jesus Christ has said multiple times, and he has cited the example of a poor lady who doesn't have anything and yet she is giving, and there is yet another other people who are giving. So he says, she is giving and she doesn't have anything, and you are giving out of the surplus, And that's why what she gives is more than what you give. So, in Christianity, it is known as almsgiving or charity. If you go in Islam, there are five pillars of Islam, and one of the pillars of Islam is zakat. The third pillar of Islam is zakat. Zakat means dan. 2.5% of your earnings every Muslim should give in zakat to poor people, and especially during the month of Ramadan, one should give zakat. So zakat has got a lot of importance. Once Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was asked once, what should we give? He says, whatever you have, give. Then somebody asked, his companion asked, suppose somebody doesn't have anything. Then Muhammad said, then earn something with your own hands and then give. The person asked, but if he is unable to earn, then he said, then you do some good to him. The person said, if he is unable to do good also, then at least urge him to do some good. If he is unable to do that also, then what to do? Then Muhammad said, just don't do evil yourself. That is also an act of charity. Preserve yourself from sin. That is also charity. So, even go in Islam, it has got importance. If you go in Jewish religion, that has also a lot of importance of dan. If you go in Buddhism, it has got some another importance. And more in Theravada Buddhism, less in the Mahayana Buddhism. Theravada Buddhism says, when a bhikshu, when a Buddhist monk or nun goes out and asks for alms, she or he is actually helping that householder. Because that householder is giving some alms, so that is, she is earning merit in that householder. So that is the importance of dan in Buddhism. So even in Jainism, the same. Even in Parsi, the same. And if you go in Sikhism, they have the system of langar where they distribute with, and the importance of service is highest in the religion of Sikhism. So if you study all the religions, every religion talks about giving. Every religion talks about giving, donating, not asking anything in return. Even at one place, Jesus says, if your right hand gives, your left hand should not know. Your alms should be very, very secret. So Baba has said to give 8 types of alms. What are they? In today's Avyakta Murli. First is Gyan. What you have to give is Gyan. Give knowledge. That is the greatest. In Hinduism, they talk of different types of Dan, like Godan, cow donation, Bhumi Dan, land donation, Vidya Dan, Gyan donation, Aushad Dan, the donation of medicines, or Abhaydan, that's making somebody fearless. So they talk of different types of donations. So Baba said the first Vidhata you have to become is the Vidhata of Gyan. Give knowledge. Donate knowledge. In one of the Sakar Murlis, Baba said, even if you are on deathbed, about to die, still give knowledge. Just about to leave the body. Even that moment should not be wasted. Even then you should give Gyan. So first donation, the first dan, the first zakat, the first charity, the first almsgiving is Vidhata of Gyan. The second is, whatever remembrance you have done, whatever powers you have earned from that remembrance, so Yogbal, the power earned from remembrance, from Yad, from this Yatra, from this pilgrimage, give the power to other souls. The third is virtues, gun. Become the Vidhata of virtues. How do you donate virtues? by becoming the very embodiment of it. Because virtues you donate through karmas. Fourth, give powers, every power. Give everybody every power. Because this is what people need. They are powerless. Then next is your elevated company. Sreshta Sangh. Because they are nirbal, because they are weak, frail, infirm. So give them elevated company. And then cooperation. Give them cooperation. And give them Ruhani Drishti and Ruhani Pyar. Spiritual vision and spiritual love. Spiritual vision and spiritual love. Give them spiritual love. In the world, there is not a trace of love. All love that is there in the world is based on selfishness, wasted interest, selfish motives. So give them spiritual love. Give them spiritual vision. In yesterday's blessing, Baba said, be diamond and see diamond. Even if somebody is like black, like a coal, embodies somebody's tamoguni, by your vision, his blackness should reduce. His blackness, he should become little fairer. People will become happy, no? If they become fair. Everybody wants to become fair. Nobody likes a black face. The moment your drishti falls on somebody, the blackness, the darkness, the stains, the blemish, the spots should reduce, should become less. So give them spiritual vision. So yesterday's blessing was be diamond and see diamond. So you are diamond yourself, radiating rays. And see diamond, see others as diamond, because when you see them as soul, they will receive currents. When you see them souls as souls, they will receive spiritual shocks, spiritual laser beams. So the seventh type of vidata is become the vidata of spiritual drishti and spiritual love. And last is zeal and enthusiasm, umang utsah. Become the vidata of zeal and enthusiasm. Give them zeal and enthusiasm because they are without any prapti, without any attainments. Give them attainments. Give them something. So become the vidata of these eight things. So keep on giving these eight things throughout the day. It's not that only during Amrit Vela you give it, but throughout the day. Knowledge you give through speech, your words. Powers you give through your mental powers. Do you give through Sakash? Virtues you give through karmas. And powers again, here Baba has made a differentiation. These are all eight powers or more powers, and this is a power specially that you earn by pilgrimage of remembrance. So, give this powers and then give what? What was this? Elevated company. So, if you want to give others elevated company, you yourself should remain in the elevated company. And what is the satsang in Brahmin life? Company of only God. What is the definition of satsang? Satsang should have at least seven things. Satsang means company of God. Satsang means company of elevated souls. For example, dadis. Satsang means company of books, elevated books. Satsang means company, audiovisual company. What you hear. So listening classes is also satsang. Satsang means to be in the company of nature. To be in the company of nature, prakriti, That is also a sort of satsang. Satsang means to be in the company of elevated thoughts, elevated feelings, elevated emotions, elevated memories, elevated imagination. So satsang has a broad definition. So these are the 8 types of donors. So we were at elevated company, satsang, and then cooperation. Give souls the cooperation. They need cooperation. They cannot work without your cooperation, because you have received the cooperation of God. Now give them your cooperation. Sahyog. So give them cooperation. So gross cooperation, subtle cooperation, physical cooperation, spiritual, subtle, mental, social, financial, if needed, and if you have, but forget after giving. Don't expect anything in return. Baba said this is a wrong path, that you want something in return. Just give. In giving you receive. So the next is your spiritual vision and spiritual love. In the world, people have got only physical love, emotional love, intellectual love. They don't have spiritual love. They don't have even the glimpse of spiritual love. They don't know that even such a love exists, which only gives and doesn't take anything in return. It's absolutely selfless, unconditional love. In last Sunday, Baba asked 3 questions about love. What were they? There was no such word as Niswarth. That should not be on the basis of your need or selfish motives. That should be not for the sake of showing off to make him happy. And that should be all the time. Time. Is it at only one time or all the time? So 2-3 questions were there. So you should have spiritual love. The next is, last is zeal and enthusiasm. The world is listless. No enthusiasm. World is in the stage of the Great Depression. There is no hope. The total stage of hopelessness. You infuse hope. You fill the world with hope. You give them enthusiasm. You give them zeal, the verb, the animation, the energy, the vivacity. It's your job to pump the world with enthusiasm. So these are the 8 types of Vidhata. So that is the first part of the Murli. The second part, what is the definition of Vidhata? Again, 8 parts. What is the definition of the word Vidhata? Vidhata means? Baba has given 8 different definitions. The first definition of the Vidhata is, he will give with his every thought, with his every sankalp, and all the time. With all the time. He will give with his every thought. Every thought will be a donation. So he is giving all the time. While you walk, you are giving, sending out vibrations. When you see somebody, you see him as soul. So you are giving all the time. So first definition is with every thought, every sankalp. The second donation is praktil. Praktil means generous, magnanimous. So only a big heart can give. Small heart cannot. Close fisted cannot. For becoming Vidhata, you have to become magnanimous, generous hearted. So that is the second definition of the word Vidhata. The third definition of the word Vidhata means is you take only from one person. And that is God. Rest you give. Only from God you take. Otherwise you don't take from anybody. And just as He is there, you become like Him. So the third definition is, you become like Him, or you take only from God. You don't take from any human beings. If at all you want to take. The fourth is, Niswarth, altruistic. Totally selfless. The one who is a giver should be altruistic, should be philanthropic approach, should be altruistic, should have that altruism, should be selfless in giving. So the fourth definition. The fifth definition of the word Vidhata is, he has the record of giving regard. So he will have the record of giving regard. So So that is the fifth definition of the word Vidhata. The sixth definition is, he will be Rajvanshi. He will be a part of the royal clan. He will be Rajvanshi. And seventh definition is, he will be desireless. He will be, in today's Murli, he will be, no, yesterday somebody said in the class, somebody was using the word, after Rajvanshi what? He will be Palanhar. He will be the sustainer. Palanhar. So he will be Palanhar. And last, he will be Sampan, complete. So now if you see all of these eight definitions of the word donor or bestower or Vidhata, just go reverse. He should be Sampan. Only the one who is full can give. The one who is a beggar cannot give. Only the Buddha can say, I give up the world. I don't want this palace. A beggar cannot say, I don't want palace. You don't have only. A beggar cannot say that, oh, I don't like 5-star hotels. I will never go there. You will not believe. Because he doesn't have money to go. Only a rich man can say, oh, I will not go. So first thing if you want to become Vidhata or donor, the first thing is you become Sampan. You fill yourself with knowledge, with energy, with virtues, with powers, with enthusiasm, with zeal, whatever all those things were there earlier. With spiritual love, with spiritual vision. You fill yourself, then only you can give. Only that which is full can give. He who doesn't have cannot give. So fill. So first thing is filling. Fulfilling. Then second thing is, here the fourth was generous hearted. Even if you have, but if you are miser, you cannot give. So you should be generous hearted. And then you should be Palanhar. Palanhar, the sustainer. You should have that feeling, that love for the humanity, that I have to sustain the whole world. Not just one soul. Not just one area. Not just one state. But the interests are not national but international. So Palanhar. And then Rajvanshi. This is a new thing. Vidhata should be belonging to that royal clan. You know, the royal people only give. Kings give. Beggars don't give. So that's why he is a royal soul. Then he should give all the time. With his every thought he is giving. And then he is generous. And then he is, what was this? So he is keeping he is giving regard to everybody. Again, eight things Baba said, for three more he added. Give regard, give respect, give shan. Don't expect honor, don't expect regard, don't expect respect. You give it. By expecting that somebody should give me honor, you become pareshan. So stay in the shan, stay in the honor of being a master Vidhata, master bestower, rather than giving, rather than asking somebody to give yourself. So give what? What are the qualifications? First, he will be giving all the time. He will be generous hearted. And third was what? He will be taking only from Baba and not from any soul. He will not be taking from any soul. Just as Baba gives, Baba has given his own example. Just as he takes the straw like thing, what you have, and he gives you multi-million. And then he should be selfless. And then he should have regard. And then he should be Rajvanshi, Paropkari and Sampan. Complete. So these are the eight things. Bestower. Definition of bestower. Now, why we should give? Eight more reasons. This is a big paragraph. The third paragraph of the Murli. Why we should give? First, eight reasons. Time. Time is very less. That's why you should give. Time is coming near. That's why you should give. So the first reason is time. Time is like that, that you have to give. The second reason is increment. If you give, you receive. In giving only, you receive. This is a spiritual mathematics. In the world, if you give something, it becomes less. Here, if you give, you get back. It comes back to you. So in giving, we receive. In giving respect, we receive respect. In giving regard, we receive regard. In giving honor, we receive honor back. So the second reason is increment. You receive in return. The third reason for the third thing why we should give is because Baba said, Ichha Matram Avidya, ignorant of desires. What these desires have given you? Nothing. The more you had these desires, you became more restless. Now it is the time to become ignorant of desires so that you can give others. Otherwise you won't be able to confront Maya. If you have so many desires within you, if you have unlimited desires, unlimited desires. And then fourth is worldly souls. Who will give to the souls then? If you don't give, who will give? You are the only one available. There is no other available person who has things and who can give. Everybody is, this is a world of beggars. You are the only kings here. So who will give? You are the only one who are giving. So the fourth reason is worldly souls. Actually this is third one and this is fourth. Okay. The next reason is why you should give. You should give because of, Baba said, you have the song. Which is your song? I want, no, chahiye, chahiye, no. That is not your song. Your song is, I have got, I have received already. That's why you have to give. And then six, otherwise change your song. If you don't give, change your song. The next is five elements. Baba said, you are the suns and they are the lamps. You are the sons, you have to give. You are Prakriti Pati, you are the Prakriti Jeet, only you can give. Otherwise nobody else can give. That's why you have to give. So the sixth reason is five elements. And then next reason is, there's one more here. And then your Mahima. What is your Mahima in the path of devotion? What is your, how they remember you? In the path of devotion, you are Shanti Deva. You are the one who is the giver of Shanti. You are the Sampatti Deva. You are the one who is the giver of wealth. That is how you are celebrated. Your glory is celebrated in the path of devotion. That's why you have to give. There's one more here. What is it? There's one more remaining. There's one more. Okay, so this is Murli, how it is divided into. First part, what to give. Second part, definition of a giver. And third part, why to give. So whenever you study any Murli, study it in this manner. What is the crux? What is the essence of this Murli? What is the long and short of this Murli? And what I have to take? What is the homework from this Murli? To what extent I am become a giver? Baba has asked, Baba is checking the chart. How much giver I have become? Yes. Yeah, I got it. Yes. The seventh is, what is the basis of giving, receiving? The basis of receiving is giving. What is the basis? What is the basis of giving? The basis of giving is, if you want to receive, you give. This is the basis of receiving. So that is the seventh point. So that is an Aadhar, Baba said. So these are the points from today's Murli. So now, study the Murli. Read it multiple times. Take out homework. Take out powerful points from the Murli. And check yourself to what extent I have become Vidata. And what I should do to become Vidata. what are the qualifications of a Vidhata. And at last Baba talked with the sisters, teachers. What he said to them? Teachers means, he said, Seva means they should have 8 vitamins. First vitamin B1. B complex. B powerful. So Seva makes you powerful and Seva makes others powerful. Vitamin B2. Seva brings progress. So progress, unnati for you and progress for others. Third, Seva brings double benefit. B for double benefit. So double fayda. Then Seva makes you mayajit or busy. It keeps you busy. B for busy. Busy means mayajit, and then you become victorious. Vijay. And then Seva makes you healthy. Be healthy. Health means it makes you dance in happiness. It makes you healthy means it's a meva. Baba said it's a dry fruits. It's a vitamins. It makes you healthy. And then Seva makes you next tyag and tapasya. Powerful is first. So this is the first group of teachers. The second group of teachers, Baba said, be instrument. So think of yourself as an instrument. And then everything would become smooth. Don't think I am doing. And the last point is Baba, Baba, Baba. Keep on saying and you become successful. So these are the 8 points. One more last example that has been given in the Murli is Gumbad. That is dome. This is the spiritual dome. Baba said, in the dome, when you say something, the word comes back to you. It echoes. This is the spiritual dome, unlimited dome. If you say, mine, 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 the whole world say, mine, mine, mine. If you say, yours, 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 the world will say to you that everything is yours. So that is a one more very beautiful example. Spiritual dome. So what I give to the world, the same comes back to me. I say it's mine. Yes? Yeah, he is very scientific. He is a scientist. So he knows the latest of the scientific things, technology and even the hypothesis and theories of science. So Baba says this is unlimited dome, just as in that dome, whatever you say, it echoes back in the similar manner. If you keep on saying, mine, 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 the world will say it's mine, mine, and take away whatever you have. But if you say, yours, 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 the world will say to you that it is yours and they will give back to you. So that's a very beautiful example. So this is in short about today's Murli. Om Shanti.
Just one second, give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes, Lord, give me your eyes.